Laughlin here on 101 ESPN with Jamie Rivers and Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. We're supposed to be joined by Bill DeWitt III coming up here in a little bit, if he calls.
Of course he's going to call.
Do you think he'll call, boys?
Yeah, I do. Well, him and Jamie are hockey buddies. So
yeah, well, apparently...
You didn't check him into the boards hard last time, did you?
No. Well, I have slashed him a few times, although he's usually on my team. That's usually just called Buzz the Tower. Should move the puck a little bit.
Is he a good hockey player?
He is. He's a really good hockey player. I mean, him and Tom Stillman both skate with us, and so it's fun. He's a good dude.
Is there any sort of, and I would assume that when they skate with you, I mean, you're all on the same team. Do you think that there's any competition, though, between ownership? Do you think that there's any, like... Tom's doing some skill, you know, some puck handling. Then all of a sudden, Bill's like, you know what? That was good. Now I'm going between the legs. Like there's a little tic-tac-toe going on.
I would think so.
There is. Look, Tom Stillman's a little bit older than Bill III. So, you know, he slows the game down a little bit. And I always bug Tom Stillman about that. I'm like, you slow the game down more than Mario Lemieux ever did. He seems to chuckle, and then he denies my season tickets. But anyways... No, they're both. They love it. We have a great time. We get out there, whack it around, and yeah, it's really mostly about having fun.
With Jamie Rivers and Brad Thompson, World Series champion, I'm Anthony Stalter. Let's head to the Brown & Crouppen Celebrity Line. We are joined by Bill DeWitt III. And, Bill, we appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Happy to be with you.
So, Bill, let's start here. We know that you play hockey with Jamie Rivers. Now, does he still fancy himself as like the 90s version of Jamie Rivers when you're out there with him? Do you have to remind him to share the puck every once in a while?
I didn't know that was his rep in the 90s, but no, he's definitely a leader out there in the alumni games, especially, you know, when it comes time to drop the gloves.
Yeah, Billy and I have mixed it up a few times in the corners. It's just good, clean fun. Boys being boys, right, Bill?
Absolutely. No, those are fun skates. It's great. I mean, especially for somebody like me, because, you know, there are a handful of guys that played in the NHL, and I always like to say that I have kind of a 10 handicap in that skate, which means that, like, I'm kind of the same as somebody that played in the NHL but happens to be 10 years older than me. That's how I think about it, equalize it.
Billy, the best time, actually, though, on the ice is fun, but the locker room stuff, I mean, for the guys to get in there and yourself, to everybody who's ever had, you know, a locker room setting in their life, it's always fun to get in there afterwards, maybe crack open a few beers, tell some stories, make fun of somebody who had a bad play. For me, that's the most fun, is getting in there and just talking with the guys.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's what you hear guys miss the most. And when they, you know, the true athletes that are the pro athletes, and to get a little bit of that back with the alumni, you can kind of see it that even the guys that aren't getting out of it from a hockey standpoint what they used to, they're getting a little bit of that clubhouse stuff, and that's half of why you did it to begin with.
Bill, my logical follow-up is, why are we not doing this with the Cardinals? Why are we not utilizing Busch Stadium like every time the team is gone, and then we go throw it around and have some fun?
Well, we actually do our fantasy camps, which is kind of our best version of that, and Brad knows all about those.
Does Brad pay for those to attend?
Yeah, usually, but don't say anything, Bill.
We pay him, and then he turns around and pays us on the side. No, it's great. Those are fun events, and we always get a bunch of repeat guys that just love those stories and stuff. And it's like you said, Jamie, too. It's not as much about the baseball as it is about those stories.
Yeah, I did tell Joe Pfeiffer and Larry State, who do a lot of the work with the alumni and they run the fantasy camp. I told them, Bill, say if you don't invite me, I will pay to come to these, because they're unbelievable. They're fantastic. And you're right. You see the same faces over and over because they love the experience and they're excited about Cardinal baseball. And Bill, you guys did some stuff that made people really excited about Cardinal baseball. You know, you have a great pulse of the city. People were getting a little worried. The natives were getting restless about, is there going to be something happening? Well, you guys made some big moves. How excited are you about the moves that you guys were able to pull off this offseason? Nolan Arenado, Yachty coming back, and Waino.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, it's just pretty much a dream offseason in terms of being able to accomplish those three things. We were hoping you know, for I just didn't know what was going to happen because, you know, people have options and you don't necessarily totally control your destiny in the off season. You're always trying to be opportunistic. And it would have been really sad to have to move on from either of those two legends. Really excited that they're back. And they have to be excited for what we did with Arenado because, you know, he's just, you know, a top five player in this league. And I think Cardinal fans are just going to love watching him play every day. Not just the hitting and the defense, but kind of his he's just like a baseball rat, I think. He just loves the game, and it just shows in the way he plays. I think it'll be infectious with the other players. He's just all about the game and how to improve and how to get ready for it. And that can't help but wear off on the other guys.
Bill DeWitt the III joining us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Bill, from what you can share with us, how long had you guys been pursuing Nolan Arenado?
Well, I think the first time we thought maybe the Rockies would be interested in moving him was probably just before they signed their long-term deal, actually, a few years ago. They were, you know, not quite sure they could pull off a huge, you know, career extension for him. They did ultimately do that, which cooled things off for a year plus. And then when it kind of became clear that the cast that they were building around him didn't really emerge the way they had hoped it would, you know, he became a little bit disgruntled about their inability to win, and the team started rethinking whether that long-term investment made sense for them at that point and started to, you know, look around and see what might be out there, and we were obviously part of that discussion. But we never really thought it would happen until, you know, really maybe a week before it happened, where we thought this really might actually work for us. And so we just kind of stayed patient and let it simmer until it got to that point.
Bill, we've done a lot of digging and talking to people, and we can't find anybody that has anything negative to say about Nolan Arenado. And I guess my question is, how important is it for the Cardinals as an organization to bring on another player that is so well-respected, along at the same time now you bring back, you know, Yadi and Waino, just to continue that culture, that Cardinal way that has been established for so long? How important is that to get guys of character but that are also, you know, just lights-out baseball players?
Yeah, I would say that my view on that subject is, and I'll give you a little bit of a nuanced answer, I think that if you have good leadership on a team, you can maybe take a risk on a guy that might have some baggage personality-wise, because leadership can be so important in making sure that that doesn't become a problem. Tony used to be funny about, let's go get this guy. And everybody would be like, are you kidding me? Look what he did, you know, this and that. Oh, we can handle that. But I think where I would say that it's been really important from a franchise approach is that when you're making a big bet, not like a one-term, you know, a one-year deal or a, you know, a fill-in guy for a that folds into an open position. I'm talking about a big long-term bet. I think that's where it's absolutely critical. And when you look at our big long-term commitments to guys like you know, Roland and Holiday and Pujols back in his original deal and McGuire. I mean, these were guys that everybody respected in the clubhouse, and that's served us very well. And extensions with, you know, Yadi and Waino are good examples there too. You keep betting on those guys because they're so great in the clubhouse and important for, you know, helping others on your team and ultimately winning.
Well, we got plenty of texts in today while we're having you on. This is, please tell Mr. DeWitt I'm sorry. People were waiting for that thing to happen. And you mentioned the commitment, right? Even in a normal year, a commitment that long, like, that's a big commitment. But right now with the financial uncertainty in baseball, I'm sure it makes it even more difficult. And I wanted to get to that part of it, is the fact that, I mean, fingers crossed, I realize, Bill, that it's a moving target when it comes to fans being in the stands. But you get Nolan Arenado, you bring back a couple of legends, and it looks like we're going to have fans there to see it. That's exciting.
It is, yeah. We submitted our plan to the city this week, and fingers crossed that we'll be able to, host, I don't know, give or take 10,000 and to start. And then, look, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to open it up as soon as possible to everybody. Obviously, that depends on vaccination rates and the outcomes of that. But, maybe we can ease our way to a few more. But it's important for us because, obviously, as this season we still have a ton of long-term commitments. We've added some more. And, those are based on our old model of 3 million-plus attendance. And if we can only do half of that, it's not going to look so great on the bottom line this year, and it was bad last year. So we're counting on fans coming back when they're allowed to, and we appreciate how enthusiastic and excited they are because we know that that suggests that we can get back to where we were when the restrictions are lifted.
Might be a little bit of a shock too for people that weren't able to go down and be even around the ballpark. Ballpark Village has changed quite a bit since last season.
Oh boy,
it has. I mean, I have friends who are like, they get out and about, and they're like, wait, you have a hotel down there now, right? And like, have you been downtown since 2019? And they just kind of look at me like I drove across the bridge once. I mean, it's like pathetic. So, yes, you're right. We need people to come down here. It's open, by the way. I mean, obviously restrictions and things, but we're at 50% now at the restaurants and stuff. So, they can come down even before opening day, God forbid, and see what we've done. But it is really exciting. I think people are going to be blown away who haven't seen it. It's just
beautiful.
Very polished. It's bigger. I mean, you've got an apartment tower with 300 residents living in it. You've got new retail. We're going to open a Starbucks soon. We've got the hotel up and running. The restaurant's awesome in there. I mean, just tons of stuff and more to come here this upcoming season.
It is a place to be. Now, you mentioned a term a little bit earlier, Bill, and I want to get to a very important question. The term was be patient when you were talking about Nolan Arenado and the pursuit of him. I don't know if you know this, but we have been preaching patience this entire offseason, even to the fact that we started a T-shirt line, and it actually says be patient on it. What size T-shirt are you, Bill, and would you wear it?
I'll take a large, okay. For sure.
There we go.
Like that one.
All right.
I can
hand deliver it to him too, boys.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll make sure.
Why don't we trip?
We don't trust anybody else. I'll do it myself. I'll put it in a briefcase and handcuff it to myself.
Why don't you hand deliver one of those passes to set Bill up in one of these games at some point?
Billy's like 7-Eleven. He's always open.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Bill, we greatly appreciate your time. Anything else that you wanted to share with fans that, certainly have become, they were certainly frustrated over the last couple of off seasons because of maybe what they feel like was lack of, activity and things like that, either at the deadline or the off season. But you guys have obviously done everything you could to bring back two legends and then obviously land Nolan Arenado. Anything you want to say to fans ahead of next season?
Well, thanks for their patience. I mean, a lot of them have held money with us, which is like an important part of our ability to kind of make this all work because they were season ticket holders. They'd put deposits down for 2020. It didn't happen. They left their money with us. Others needed the refunds, and we gave them to them. But now it's like we're still, asking them to sort of commit for us, or with us. And it's weird because they don't know what games they can come to, but the fact that they're still saying, I'll keep my money and we'll figure it out is so appreciated. So I just want to say thanks to those fans who have stayed, hung in there with us. Hopefully we'll pick up a few more fans based on these moves. And I think just can't wait for the warmer weather and then ultimately for these restrictions to be released. We can all have that giant party downtown again.
Absolutely. Bill, thank you so much for your time. Go easy on Jamie in these games, though, okay?
Will do.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys.